Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Gerald Olubovich, and I'm the editor of Journalism Design. And since 2018, I'm interested in synthetic media and deepfake. So I'm writing about it. I'm researching a little bit about it, and I was a journalist as a profession. So my focus of interest is more about disinformation and visual disinformation.
Gerald, how are you involved with synthetic media?
I started back to study for work at Sciences Po in 2018, and as part of the curriculum, I needed to actually write a memoir, an essay about something. And earlier in 2017, I was browsing Reddit, and I discovered that new thing that was called nothing. Actually, it was the deepfake, but it didn't have any name yet. Up until Samantha Cole wrote an essay about it. But I was interested in that new form of visual creation. I thought it was quite interesting, even though the topic of the video I was seeing at the time was mostly pornographic, so I was not interested by that for sure. But the concept behind that, creating pictures with artificial intelligence, was quite baffling, and apparently I was right in my judgment, because it became this phenomenon that we are seeing now, and it's growing in interest all over the world.
Gerald, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
The biggest successes are the fact that actually traditional ways of producing very complicated type of special effect are now more affordable by the studio, by the people that are interested in the creative artists that are working in the cinema environment, the VFX environment. So there is a huge improvement that the technology brought to this field of VFX and cinema. So that's the biggest success for me. When you see, for example, the work that Shamook did with Luke Skywalker, the famous face of Luke Skywalker that was shown at the end of the Mandalorian season one. Now it's widely known that actually, the studio worked a lot to create something that was quite interesting. They even involved Mark Hamill, the original actor, with the performance. And yet, one guy with a computer managed to create something that was more convincing than the real one, the real production made by an entire studio. So, that's the big success for me. The big challenges are very different. The main one, and probably the most worrying one, is the effect it has on women and people who are in minorities or such things like that. During the two past year, we've seen a lot of raise in numbers of pornographic content, and it's very troubling. So that's the first one. You have of course security, cybersecurity issues. You have of course a problem on disinformation, but these are not very important for now. I'm not seeing anything coming very troubling for the next 2 years. the case for women is really important, and they are very very targeted by these kind of productions.
Gerald, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Well, the advice would be to actually consider things in a more ethical way. And by that, I don't mean that we need to examine the synthetic media in the eye of whether or not we should create a more accessible tool to detect the synthetic media. Of course, we, you know, all the tools that we can create to actually detect or debunk or identify deepfake media are welcome. But the problem is the access to the technology itself. When you consider that actually you have a lot of people that are accessing the technology, and you are doing nothing to actually prevent that access, and instead you are developing tools to detect the deepfake, maybe it would be interesting to consider, you know, filtering, vetting people who can access the softwares and the algorithm and the tools to create deepfake instead of creating a defense mechanism or defense system against it. So, you know, maybe try to actually consider all the people that are suffering from synthetic media, especially synthetic porn media, you know, because all the women that are out there who see their face on other women's body are more important than just creating a few tools.
Gerald, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
You can read the journalism design. That's where basically I'm writing all the articles and the research that I'm doing. For now, it's mostly in French. I'm translating everything in English, so it takes a little bit of time. And I'm planning I'm writing actually a book about that. It's an ongoing process. So I don't have a date of release yet, but stay tuned for that.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. You enjoyed this podcast? Please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.